Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando and are ready to get back out on the court. While the ending to this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. Bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. Taking advantage of this slam dunk offer is easy. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost. That's betting $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds, $20 to win $100, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm having trouble with my own name this morning, Dustin. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how are you doing today?
See, you're having trouble with your own name, and you're saying, who is Jim Galante? I'm having an existential crisis and saying, who is Dustin Hawkinsmith? I'll take trouble speaking over that any day of the week, my friend.
An existential crisis? What the hell does that mean?
Maybe I'm playing it up a little bit. I don't know. Aren't we all going through something like this right now?
You know what? You're just talking over my head right now. You've got this intellectual type ability to you, Dustin. Existential crisis. I don't even know what you're talking about. Can we move on to Penn State football?
No. What's going on right now? Our show is, in fact, having an existential crisis. But yes, let's talk Penn State football.
Do you know what? In radio show hosting, they didn't explain to me what to do when the analyst says, no, I don't want to do it. So I'm lost, Dustin. You got me off kilter here. I do not know what to do. Anyway, let's try to get to the news anyway. And actually, we've got some good news this week. Penn State recruiting is picking up. They actually got their first 2022 recruit, and it's an interesting one. It's wide receiver Caden Sanders from Ohio, of all places. He is 5'10", 172 pounds. So what do we know about Caden Sanders?
I really like him, Jim. I got a chance to watch his film a bit yesterday just in preparation for this, and, you know, you have to kind of keep in mind with a player like this that he is two seasons away from playing in college. With that in mind, what I saw was a kid who probably got to full speed as quick as any wide receiver other than KJ Hamler that I've seen Penn State recruit. And that, I think, is going to be his identity. That's going to be part of his game. I think he looks like a player who could be very, very good as a slot receiver and could be very good on special teams as well. He's just one of those guys where his feet are so fast that he is up to full speed very fast once he gets the ball in his hands, which, you know how that skill set plays out. You know, there was nobody better from my time watching Penn State football than KJ Hamler. This kid, he's not KJ Hamler, but he is of the same kind of skill set. And for that to be commit number one in the 2022 class is no throwaway commit or anything like that. He looks like the real deal. To me, he looks like a kid. He's roughly in the top 200 nationally. overall, according to 24/7 Sports. He looks to me like once he gets a little bit more exposure and once you get closer to that, that him, the 2022 class being the class in focus, he's going to be a guy, I think, who rises in those rankings a little bit. I think he's a really good player, a really good start to the 2022 cycle for sure.
What's interesting to me is he's coming out of Ohio. So we've got to talk about this. Did Ohio State want him? Were they not involved in the recruiting? And is this a case if the kid really blows up, Ohio State will come swooping in? As you said, he's two seasons away. If Ohio State does want him, will they come get him?
It's always a fair question, and I don't think he has an official Ohio State offer. He's got some other good offers. His offer sheet it's not dry or anything, but Penn State was either ahead of Ohio State on this one, or Ohio State hasn't offered yet. Has there ever been a time where Penn State has offered a kid from Ohio, he commits, and Ohio State comes along later and he flips to Ohio State? I can't recall that being the case. Ohio State, you know, I was thinking about this in another context the other day. Ohio State is a national recruiting team now. There's only a handful of them. It's hard to recall any time where Penn State went into Ohio and got a high four-star or a five-star that Ohio State wanted and pulled him out of the state of Ohio, where you can definitely think of some examples of Ohio State doing that in Pennsylvania, like Julian Fleming, for example. Same thing with Georgia or Alabama or, you know, some of these other elite programs that are able to recruit at a national level. I don't think that Ohio State is a real competitor for Caden Saunders yet. And if they haven't offered him by now, I don't think he's a real threat to flip to Ohio State. I could end up being wrong about that, but I think Penn State swooped in there first, made a connection. It sounds like it's a pretty deep connection. You know, it happened with Dante Thornton last February, where he committed early and ended up not sticking around. So anything's possible at this point, but I would not call Ohio State a big threat just yet. And I think just because Ohio State didn't offer doesn't mean he's not of value just because he's from Ohio.
Okay, well, that's the fatalistic Penn State fan says. One of two things. If he's really good, Ohio State will come get him. And if Ohio State doesn't go after him, gee, what's wrong with him? Why isn't Ohio State going after him? So anyway, there's actually more recruiting news. We have Ohio wide receiver Caden Saunders committing to Penn State for the 2022 class, but also 2022 class tight end Jerry Cross from Wisconsin is going to announce this week, and all of the crystal balls are pointing towards Penn State, so they could get a second member of the 2022 class very quickly, right?
And just like that, the 2022 class goes from zero prospects to potentially two and some momentum going. And Jerry Cross looks like a really good player too. He's in that same neighborhood of national rankings. I think he's ranked number 8 at his position in the country by 24/7 Sports. And those early rankings, so much can change with those. You're looking at grading guys who haven't played their junior seasons yet, which, you know, this is a really defining stretch of football coming up for both of these guys for that entire class. But Jerry Cross said he's down to Wisconsin and Penn State. As you mentioned, Penn State has all the crystal ball predictions so far. No tight ends in the 2021 class. They got two in 2020, but they've got one on the board in 2023. And it looks like another one on the board in 2022. I don't know whether, and maybe you can have some insights in this too, but is the Penn State staff doing anything to push forward in 2022, or are these just happening side by side by coincidence?
You know, that's always hard to figure out. But my curiosity to actually both of these players is, would it have any effect on the 2021 recruiting? You know, if they're so far they haven't had any luck recruiting a 2021 tight end, having one lined up for 2022, another for 2023, might they say, you know what, we have a precious number of scholarships to give in this class in 2021, you know what? We could hold off on tight end. You know, could they? And we're going to talk about wide receivers more in the next segment and what that wide receiver room looks like. But might they also say the same thing at wide receiver this year? I'm sure if a really good one makes himself available, great. But might they say, hey, you know what? We've got a lot of returning wide receivers. We've got two in this class already. Maybe we could hold off because we know things will be different in 2022.
Yeah, and really, you know, they've got two wide receivers on board so far, and Liam Clifford and Lonnie White Jr. Both of those guys, coincidentally, are listed as athletes. Liam Clifford, to me, looks like a wide receiver all the way anyway. I'm not sure how he got that athlete designation. Lonnie White Jr. is a true athlete who they're gonna start him out at wide receiver. I don't know that there's any real proximity to another wide receiver in the 2021 class. They got five in 2020, two so far in 2021. They've got one on the board in 2022. At tight end, you know, two guys coming in the 2020 class. I'm not sure, you know, they went through that stretch, if you remember, not that long ago. In pandemic terms, it was about 5 years ago, it feels like. But they went through that stretch where they were offering and guys were interested. Didn't get a chance to visit, ended up committing elsewhere. So they sort of, I don't want to say swung and missed because it was, you know, one of the weird recruiting times that I can remember, but I don't know if this changes 2021 at all. Is tight end a position where they want to get at least one every single cycle? I think there's probably a case to be made that, that's the case. And if true, then they might still get a 2021 on board. I don't think having tight ends lined up in the following two cycles deters any tight end in this cycle, though. I think that's just, you accept that as part of the deal anyway. Just because they're on board now doesn't change the fact that they would have been on board later, if that makes sense.
It does. And real quickly, in the time we have left, I just got sent a text message by my nephew that says the Marlins just had eight more players and two coaches testing positive for COVID, bringing their total of cases in last couple days to 14. Not a good sign for baseball. And if that's happening in baseball, that could have an effect on college football and whether we have a season. Real quick, Dustin, a reaction.
Yeah, I think this is just always the threat. One sick person can go a long way in these situations. So it's troubling for sure.
All right. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we'll go in depth on the wide receivers.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.